Amistad and Harper Audio present Walking in My Joy in These Streets by Jennifer Lewis. This is the author. Ladies and gentlemen, a note before we begin. For my career overview, photos, and list of credits, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to harpercollins.com/pages/walkinginmyjoy. Dedication to Ruby and Hart Campbell, to Kendrick Johnson. Epigraph. And you? When will you begin that long journey into yourself? Attributed to Rumi. In These Streets. The best place to gossip on a studio set is while you're in hair and makeup. Even before I open the big white trailer door, there's a certain glow about it, daring me to spill all the tea. On the Blackish set, hair and makeup is a sweet, safe space, full of warm lights, high director chairs, and that smell of glamorous perfumes and too expensive products. The glam squad, as I like to call them, is always ready to engage in the whispers. Aroxy, my hairstylist, is everyone's favorite. She's a sister girl. Unapologetic, never malicious, but insanely fun to giggle with about whatever absurdity is buzzing on the set that day. For whatever reason, her sacred spirit and the intimate walls that hold us in that space make people pour out their deepest, darkest secrets. Poor bastards. On this particular morning in January, more gossip was floating around the set than I'd heard in years. I mean, I had barely closed my eyes before I was inundated by it. I was not one to complain, and God knows I love this job. And after 8 years, we are a family. But truth be told, sometimes I wish people would just shut the fuck up. As I slipped my earbuds into my ears, I heard the door slam hard behind me. Whoever this was would undoubtedly be fired. Didn't they know a Roxy could have a hot comb to my head? Then I was subjected to a high-pitched, "Jennifer Lewis!" from a little sweet production assistant working the morning shift. Now that fucked me up. Because here I am, minding my own business, damn near snoring in the makeup chair, and I still can't catch a break. What in the world could this little girl need? I thought, bitch, please, oh please, it's 6 a.m. Stop all that goddamn hollering. "Miss Lewis, Kenya Barris needs to see you," she said in her huffs and puffs, having done a 50-yard dash across the Disney lot. "Well, tell him I'm finishing up in hair and makeup, baby girl. I still got 30 minutes left in this chair." "No, he wants to see you, like in his office, now."
See me? Oh, shit. In the office? Ooh.
This better be a fucking raise. Did Blackish have more greenish for me in These Disney Streets? I wrapped one of those bright green Ruby Johnson scarves around my head, turban style, put on a lime green helmet on top of it, slipped into my matching green robe, and stepped outside to mount my little red cruiser bike, looking like a combination of Erykah Badu and an insane Margaret Hamilton from The Wizard of Oz. Heading to Kenya's office, the whole time I was thinking, what the fuck? Why is this nigga making me pedal my ass all the way over to the production offices by the Disney Water Tower? What in God's name could be so important?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?